Life Action Ministries presents Base Camp Adventures.
Madam and Jack.
Oh, morning, Piper. Do me a favor and hold the rest of this rope while I finish tying these knots.
Okay, Mountain Man Jack, but we have a problem.
I'll say. My bones are aching. Could be a storm a-brewing, not to mention the fraying on that rope at your feet. I got all the right knots tied, then saw the fraying and thought, can't let the climbers climb with this.
Mountain Man Jack!
I thought, nothing for it but to tie all the knots again on some better rope. You know why rope is so amazing, Piper?
Mountain Man Jack!
It's the multiple strands. That's what makes a rope strong. You know, there's a Bible verse about rope. If I can remember where it is.
Mountain Man Jack, we have a different problem.
Well, now hold your horses there, Piper. What are you going on about?
Well, all the granola bars are missing. I thought maybe Terrence got up and ate some in his sleep again, but I did a thorough dental examination and found no trace of any granola in his teeth.
Well, that's kind of gross.
So then I thought maybe Molly ate them, but she's allergic to flaxseed, so it couldn't have been her. And I didn't eat them. I think a bear got them.
A bear, huh? Did you find any wrappers lying around?
Nothing. Gone. Poof. Just like that.
Well, we'll just have to keep an eye out. But for now, we need some more water. Here, take this here pail and fetch some water from the creek over there.
Okay. I'm not going to get eaten by a bear going from here to there, am I?
Nah. You'll be fine. Go on. Ah, not that way, Piper. A little to your left. A little more. Yeah, right behind those bushes.
Why would the water next to the bushes be any better than... Ugh, Mountain Man Jack is so confusing. Hello? Who's there? Mountain Man Jack? Stop trying to scare me! I get it! Funny joke! The bush water is better! Who is that in there? Albert?
Now, I'm a fierce mongoose.
Albert, get out of there. What are you doing here?
I just wanted to climb with you guys.
But how did you get here? Wait, you're the one stealing their granola bars. Have you been following us this whole time?
What's going on here? Oh, hello. What's your name?
Mountain Man Jack, I found our granola bar thief. Explain yourself.
I'm Albert. Albert Adelford. I'm a friend of Piper's.
Well, not really a friend. I babysat Albert a few times last summer.
Well, you temporarily supervised me. I am not a baby.
Of course not. Nice to meet you, Albert. Where'd you come from?
Well, I used to live in Happy Heart City, but now I'm older. And now I want to climb Mount Eternity.
You're too small.
I am not. I am in third grade, top of my class. That's old enough to start base camp. Isn't that right, Mountain Man Jack?
It sure is. But it's never right to steal, Albert. You should have let us know you were here. I would have given you some food.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
You also just can't start climbing. You gotta be trained. And I'll need a permission slip from your parents.
Right here. Permission slip signed by Adam and Anita Adelford. They're my parents. We printed it off the Basecamp website.
That's fine and all, but I'm afraid you're still not up to date on your training. I hate to say it, but I'm going to have to take you back down to the city and you can climb next month. Uh-oh. On second thought, we should probably wait till this storm passes. Piper, you've experienced watching Albert. I'm making you his temporary supervisor.
What?
But Mountain Man Jack...
Now, Piper. I need you to obey me. I have the rest of the group to think about. You can handle Albert. You're not going to give Piper any trouble. Right, Albert?
No, sir. No trouble at all.
You don't know this kid, Mountain Man Jack.
Piper, I'm counting on you. You're one of the older kids in base camp, and I want you to be a good example for Albert. All right?
Yes, Mountain Man Jack. Albert, what are you doing?
I'm building a snare out of ropes and healthy young saplings.
We don't have time for this. We need those ropes for climbing.
Piper, watch your step. Wow, it worked better than expected.
Oh, yes, it's just wonderful. Now get me down.
Okay.
Oh, the blood is rushing to my head.
It's doing wonders for your complexion. I thought you were looking a little pale. You see, it's all in the weave. That's where the strength comes from.
Albert, what is this?
Oh, hi, Piper. I'm showing the others how to make a hammock out of duct tape.
Albert, that is so wasteful. Give me that tape. Just be glad Mountain Man Jack keeps extra tape. What is that?
Oh, well, that's my duct tape sailboat, in case of flash flooding.
And that little duct tape cabin in that tree?
That also is in case of flash flooding.
Albert!
What? Piper, look! I'm making forest poppers to scare away bears.
Should I even ask what forest poppers are?
Oh, they're just pine cones covered with a flammable substance. It's made from some wild berries and some gasoline I siphoned from that old abandoned truck over there.
No, 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 no! That is the last straw, Albert! You are not going to make flammable pine cone grenades that could burn down the forest! Give me that!
No, please, they're perfectly safe. I've been working on these for hours.
Give me those pine cones now! Give me...
No!
Look, give it back!
Look out!
Get down!
Piper, are you missing an eyebrow?
Yes, thanks to Albert.
Things not going so well with Albert?
You could say that. In the past 2 hours, he has managed to string me up in a tree by my foot, wasted all our duct tape, and nearly set my face on fire with his silly forest poppers.
You know, Piper, I know how you feel. When I first started teaching on Mount Eternity, I had my fair share of difficult campers. But most of them turned out to be my most rewarding pupils.
Well, my pupils are in terrible shape from all those pine cones flashing. I'm practically blind. I just don't know what to do with Albert.
Oh, I think you do know what to do. The same thing you should do in all difficult situations. Remember? Call out for grace.
Grace?
Yeah, grace. You know, like the rope?
Wait, rope? What?
Oh, I guess I haven't taught that lesson yet. When you've been teaching as long as I have, sometimes all the lessons run together. Well, now I know what story I'm telling tonight. Okay, kids, we'll stop here for the night. Marshmallows?
Check. Check.
Juice boxes?
Check. Check.
Alrighty then, now for our story. But first, I have a question. Has anyone ever had to call out for help? Anyone? Help for anything. Like, help with your homework. Or, help with your chores. Or help from God. There are lots of times I need to ask God for help. Like if I'm mad at someone and I want to call them a name. Or when I was a kid and my parents wanted me to wash the dishes. I call out for God's help all the time. And the help that God gives is called something very special. Anyone know what God's help is called? Piper?
Grace?
Very good, Piper. Grace. Grace is kind of like a rope. If any of you were to fall off a cliff and hurt yourselves, what would you do?
Call for help.
That's right. And then, if I heard you call for help, I would lower this rope down to you so you could climb back up off the cliff, or the hole, or whatever it is you fell down in. Now, our story tonight is about a boy who had to call out for help a lot. His name was Marcus. Marcus lived in a country far away. Marcus was an orphan. He didn't have any parents, and he worked in a terrible orphanage run by a very mean men and women. His life wasn't very happy at all. But then, one day...
Eyes down! Keep that millstone grinding or there'll be no breakfast in the morning. You hear me? You keep working.
Oh, Mr. Muledore, sir.
What is it, Mr. Granule? Can't you see I'm busy?
There's a gentleman at the door for you, sir.
A gentleman? Not another lawyer?
No, I've never studied the law. I am, however, here to enforce it. Captain Grant of His Majesty's Royal Navy.
Captains, lawyers, all the same in my book. Rich young ragamuffins, that's what's good for you.
How dare you, sir? You insult us!
William, be still.
Hey, who's this?
This is my first mate, William Dante.
And you respect His Royal Highness, Mr. Muledore.
Royal Highness, eh? Last I checked, sea captains weren't part of the royal hierarchy.
Well, if you're not familiar with me, perhaps you're familiar with my father, the king?
The king? But then that would make you...
Prince Grant, your future king.
Begging your pardon, sir. I had no idea, sir.
No need for that at all. Now on your feet, Mr. Mulder. I'm here to inspect this establishment of yours.
You won't find a more prosperous, a more efficient, or a more profitable workhouse in all the land, sir. We work our boys hard and don't take any lip. Discipline and enforcement is what we're about here at Mule Door and Miles Workhouse, sir.
Are you out of your mind?
Sir?
This place is awful. Vermin and refuse run amok, and these boys and girls look starved. Upon first glance, it's clear that this place befits no decent young lad or lass.
That's just it, sir. Ain't a decent lad or lass in this lot. They're all troublemakers, sir. If I didn't give them a home and work, they'd be prone to violence, sir. Crime in the streets.
The real crime is keeping these poor children in this pit you call a home. You there, boy. Come here.
Me, sir?
Yes, my lad. Come here. What's your name, son?
This one is...
I believe he asked the boy. Not you, Mulder.
Don't be afraid, son. What's your name?
Marcus, sir.
Tell me, Marcus. Are you happy here? Marcus, it's okay. Look at me. Are you happy living here?
Well, not really, sir.
Why, you little...
Step back, Mulder!
I can see why, Marcus. This place is no place for you. How would you like to come with me? I'm the captain of a ship. You can come and live with me and my crew. It's hard work, but you'll have food and good clothes and a soft bed to sleep on. But most importantly, you'll be shown care and love that you will not find in this place.
Sir, are you saying you want to adopt me, sir?
Yes, Marcus. I want you to be my son. Would you like that?
Oh, sir. Very much, Captain. I mean, father.
Very well. It's settled then. Mr. Mulder, you are to release Marcus and every child in this place into the custody of His Majesty the King to be placed in kind, loving homes away from this wretched place. William, free them.
No! You can't!
Oh, I think you'll find he can. All right, everybody. Children, follow us. We're going to take you out of this place.
So, Marcus, what do you think?
Oh, Father, it's more wonderful than I'd ever even dreamed. I've always longed to sail the seven seas and have a father of my own. I just never thought I would have both.
Oh, that's wonderful, Marcus. And what about your new clothes?
The most comfortable I've ever worn. A little tight at first, but I got used to it quick enough.
Yes, and it fits you splendidly. One fine-looking shipmate you'll turn out to be, son.
Not half as good as the ship's captain, Father.
Oh, well, we'll have great adventures together. It's hard work aboard, but I'll always be there to help you in time of need. You understand, son? I love you, and I will always help you when you need me.
I love you too, Father.
We're nearly to the ship now, and I think you have a better view atop my shoulders. Come here, you.
I see it. I see the ship, Father.
Yes, my boy. The good ship Endeavor, making itself ready to set sail with the finest crew in the land. Shall we board?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Well, Marcus, what do you think? Impressive, eh? Does the motion of the ship trouble you at all?
No, I love it. I love everything about the Endeavor. Even in books, I'd never seen such big sails.
Well, it's over 6,000 square feet of the finest light-woven silk. Only the best for the king's flagship. No other ship has seen more adventure.
Nor more danger.
Oh, Barclay yelled, cute. I nearly fell overboard.
Not my intention, youngster. Just keep you light on your toes, eh? Who's this, then?
Well, this is Marcus, the captain's new son and the newest addition to our crew.
Oh, bless me. It's an honor, sir.
This is old Barclay, our cook, the
finest chef and the finest man you're bound to meet on the Endeavour. Loyal to a fault, but prone to a few shenanigans every now and again.
Your father, sir, Captain Grant, is a great man, son. Pulled me out of a pit worse than yours, I reckon.
He did?
He did. A kind man. Very good indeed. Not one man on board would lay down his life for him, should we be boarded by cannibals or pirates, eh?
Hold your tongue, Barclay!
Pirates?
Yes, my boy. The Endeavour has had its fair share of pirate attacks on the high seas.
But we have never lost a mate. And the captain's musketeers are the most crackerjacked shots in the Navy.
Oh, but them pirates get sneakier and more cunning after every defeat.
Ha ha! Now, Barclay, old boy, let's not frighten the lad on his first voyage, eh?
What should I do if we are attacked? Will I get my own sword, William?
No need to worry about that now, Marcus. Your father will see to it that you're trained for emergencies. But we all have work to do. Yes, Mr. Barclay?
Aye, sir. Supper at sundown, sir.
We can trust old Barclay, right?
Oh, yes, dear Marcus. You're on Captain Grant's ship. And Captain Grant always picks the right men for his crew. Including you, my boy. Now, shall we begin your training? Let me show you how to work the sails.
So, Marcus, 3 weeks you've been on the ship. What do you think?
You were right about hard work, but it's so much better than the workhouse.
Well, what's been the most difficult task for you?
Well, shifting all the weighted barrels in the bottom of the ship is hard.
Oh, yes, the ballast. Very important job. In fact, if I'm correct about the ship's tilt at this very moment... Yes, indeed. Time for you to shift those barrels. Would you like some help?
No, I'm fine. See you later, Father.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Bye.
All right, men. Rows 2 and 3. But just the first 2 barrels of row 4. To the starboard side as quick as you like. Well done, boys. That'd be it for the barrels. And that would be old Barclay in the galley with our supper. Look lively, Sir Marcus.
Coming. Just lacing my boot. Lads, there's one more barrel. We missed a barrel. I can do it. Yeah, I can do it myself. Okay, here we go.
Son.
Oh, hello, Father.
Still working? All the other men are eating.
We missed a barrel. I'll get it.
Oh, you will, eh? I could help you, you know.
No, thanks. I got it. Okay.
What?
Okay, I need your help.
I thought you might. There's no shame in asking for help, Marcus. Especially from me. You'll find there are things on this ship that only I can help with. And why?
Because you love me and will always help in time of need.
That's my lad. Now, what say we move this barrel, shipmate?
Aye, Captain!
Winds in the west. That's a bit odd, aye, Captain.
Nothing we haven't dealt with before. See to it that all the men are on guard with their pails. If this turns into a storm, we can't let the water fill the hull.
Aye, aye, Captain! To the pails! To the pails! Get that water out of the hull! Hurry, men! The Endeavour will not sink tonight!
William, I need more speed!
But give it her all she's got, Captain! Stay brave, everyone! Stay brave! Marcus! Marcus! To your pale boy! What's wrong with you, lad?
I can't do it, William. I'm scared.
Now is not the time for fear, Marcus. You mustn't be a boy. You're one of the men now. Be brave and to your pale!
I can't.
Marcus!
What's this, William?
It's Marcus, sir. He refuses to join the crew. The storm has frightened him.
I'll take care of this. Marcus, son, Marcus, open the door. Marcus, I have the keys to this door, but I'd rather you open it yourself. Son, you've abandoned your men, and that's a rather serious offense at sea. We have to talk. Marcus, what do I want?
You want to help.
Yes. And why?
Because you love me.
Yes, Marcus. My son, open the door.
Marcus, you know I won't let anything happen to you as long as you do what I say. Now, why did you run?
I'm afraid, Father. The waves are so big. Everyone was yelling. I feel like I'm going to be sick. I know you want to help, but how can you help me now? I'm a coward.
You are my son, and there's no need to be afraid. Not while I'm with you. Here.
What's this?
It's an orange to soothe your stomach.
A whole orange? All for me? But Father, I don't deserve this.
No, you don't. But it's yours all the same. So, what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to eat it. Then I'm going to get my pail and help the men.
Well done, son. And remember, if you feel afraid, look to me, and I will take away all fear. If you feel sick, I'll comfort you. And even if you are swept overboard into the crashing waves, I will dive in to rescue you.
Hold fast! Hurry up, men! Sunny shores are on their way, but we must work together to make it through!
The clouds are parting. It's the sun. The storm has passed.
Well, here we are, Marcus. The crow's nest. The tallest part of the ship.
I can see for miles. This is what it must be like to be an eagle. Thank you for bringing me up here, Percy.
Well, this will be your job one day. It's a very important job, too. Samuel, our watchman, gave us fair warning of that storm brewing and probably saved the lives of a few men. That was some storm we had, eh, Marcus? But here we are, all in one piece. Ain't one man been lost since Captain Grant took over.
I hear he was once a great warrior.
Old Barclay's been telling stories again, has he?
You mean the stories aren't true?
Well, I don't doubt most of them are true, but the men tend to exaggerate about men they respect. I can only tell you what my own eyes have witnessed.
Oh yes, please do.
Well, there was the Battle of the Miry Wall, where the captain brought down the enemy's fortress with just the shout of his mighty voice.
Really?
Yes. And then there was the Giant of Risenland, that the captain destroyed by simply hopping onto the wretched thing's back and riding him throughout the land till it passed out from exhaustion.
That's amazing.
Indeed. And then, of course, there was the time at sea when a band of...
What? What's wrong?
Quick, lad. Give me that telescope.
Here.
There's a strange mist coming in from the south.
It's just fog. What's so strange about that?
It's strange, my dear boy, because the wind is in the north. That mist should be moving away from us, not towards us. I need to inform the first mate. Wait here and yell out any emergencies like I taught you. Here, take the telescope.
Yes, sir.
Sir, there's a strange mist moving in from the south. But the wind is in the north, sir. Marcus is still on the
wait,
way.
Wait, a light? Is a matter to be what is to that? Percy! There's a light! A faint glimmer coming from the mist! I think it's...
Cannon fire! That was cannon fire!
Pirates! Pirates off the starboard bow!
To arms, men! To arms! Prepare to be boarded!
They're aiming for the mast! Marcus, get down from there!
Help! Father! Help!
Marcus!
Grab the ropes and swing down here now! The mast is going to fall!
Where's my father?
Marcus! Now! Swing now!
Ah!
Arr, who be this high and mighty ship that's sailing in our waters?
In the name of the king, I declare ye enemies of the land. You and your crew must surrender now. Or are we gonna fight to the last man?
We won't be surrendering anytime soon. So what do you say we just skip all this and get right to the fighting, eh? Give these kingsmen what for? Arr!
So be it. Musketeers!
Wait, did he just say musket?
Arr, yes he did.
Take aim!
We don't have muskets, do we?
No, we don't.
Fire! Give them all you got, boys!
Arr, take that, you scallywags!
Bang, bang, boom!
Father! Father! Father!
This way, my lad, to your father's cabin.
Where's my father?
He's fighting these brutes. Get in! Under the desk! I'll guard the door.
Please, please find him for me. Please find him.
Marcus, my first task is to keep you safe. The captain is coming. He's coming soon. He won't let those pirates get to you. Now quick, under the desk.
Father, please, father. My father will save me. My father will save me.
Not quite, lad. But what luck I have, finding the captain's son cowering like a sea rat while the men fight outside.
Father! Help!
Your father isn't here. He can't help you now. You're coming with me.
Get away from him!
Father!
Ah, the good captain. Pleasant of you to join us.
Let him go.
No, Grant. You took everything from me when you marooned me on that island. And now I am gonna take everything from you.
You're a traitor and a villain. You'll pay for touching my son. On guard!
On guard, indeed!
You have been beaten. You have no place in my presence. And it sounds as though the rest of your men have already been vanquished. Now get off my ship! Marcus, my son, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, Father, you saved me. You saved me!
There, there. I'm here now. I'm here. Shh, dry your tears. Marcus, what do I want?
You want to help.
Yes, and why?
Because you love me.
Yes, son. I love you, Marcus. Now. It's okay.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah! Oh, all right, everyone. Quick, before it starts to rain. Clean up your spot and get to your tents. Quick, quick! Piper! Mind if I talk to you for a second? So, what did you think of the story?
Oh, I thought it was great. It should really teach Albert a lesson.
Say what?
Albert, the story was for him, right? How he needs to follow orders and be mature and...
Wow, Piper. I'm surprised at you. The story was all about crying out to God for help in time of need. Like it says in Hebrews 4:16, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. When you're having trouble with Albert, you need to call out for grace. You see? When he uses too much duct tape or eats all the snacks, call out for God's grace. Understand?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Because what does God want for you?
He wants to help me.
Right. Why's that?
because he loves me.
That's right. Listen, Piper, I want you to take Albert back down the mountain tomorrow. You know the way well, and it will give you a chance to try what I said. Okay?
Yeah, okay, Mountain Man Jack.
And that's the Fraser fir, indigenous to the region because of its temperate climate. The region, that is, not the tree. Trees don't have climate, you goof. And that tree is the mighty Douglas fir. Some see it as the Aristotle of Mount Eternity's flora. How wise it looks, don't you think? Do you know how to tell a fresh Douglas pinecone from a dead one? Do you know? Huh?
Lord, please help me stay calm.
Say what? What was that?
No. How can you tell which cone is fresh?
Oh, finally you speak up, Miss Zippy Lips. I was afraid you were going to stay quiet forever. By the way, thank you for taking me down the mountain.
You're welcome, Albert.
I've always dreamed of doing an in-depth study of the mountain's plethora of fascinating pinecones and pinecone subsets. But look at me getting ahead of myself. I was telling you about Douglas fir cones. It's all in the pinecone's perkiness. If a pinecone is all puffed out like a threatening blowfish, that means it's fresh.
It says in Hebrews 4:16, "So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it most." As Christians, we have unlimited access to our Heavenly Father through Jesus. This means we can ask him for help anytime we need it. I hope you will call out for God's grace when you need help. Whether it's with something big, like sailing a ship, or something small, like being nice to someone who's different than you. Jesus says that without him, we can do nothing. Well, that's all for now. We hope you enjoyed the show. For information on how you can experience more fun from the world of Basecamp, visit us on the web at lifeaction.org/basecamp or write to us at P.O. Box 31, Buchanan, Michigan, 49107. Basecamp Adventures is a presentation of Life Action Ministries. Marcus's journey is based on a story by Nathan Cowles and was written by Justin Green. Directed by Evan David, with sound design by Evan David, John Reeford, and Phil Kraus. Our vocal talent included Anna Canfield, Josh and Andrea Caton, Nathan Cowles, Evan David, Matthew Fredericks, Bradley and Cameron Herdklotz, Dan Jarvis, Abe Kraus, and Samuel and Krista Loving. Our executive producer was Aaron Paulus, and I'm Megan, hoping you'll come back soon for another Basecamp adventure.